When she finds the tomb empty, scarlet been rolled, not a sign of a corpse. In the dark and the cold, when she reaches the door, sees an unholy sight. There's a solitary figure in a hail of light. He just carries on floating past Calvary Hill.
Okay, Steve, thank you for your time. You are once again in South America. The first thing I want to know is, how do you feel? You came many times here to Chile, to Argentina. How do you feel every time you arrive at this part of the world?
I find South America very interesting on many levels. Ecologically, politically, sociologically. You know, it's a lot of stuff is happening in South America, artistically, music. So it's a stimulating place for me to come to. And, you know, I have a history with Chile and Argentina. Just something of the recent history. So, you know, I'm always happy to come.
It would do your old man good to see you walking in these boots one day. And take your place among the men who work upon the slipway. These dead man's boots, though they're old and curled, when a fella needs a job and a place in the world, and it's time for a man to put down roots and walk to the river in his old man's boots.
The Last Ship is the first album of entirely new songs you released in the last decade, approximately. Why did it take you so long? It was because you decided that? Because the songs didn't appear?
No, I would like to write songs all the time. But sometimes you have to be silent, you know? And it takes as long as it takes. You know, sometimes it takes 5 minutes, sometimes it takes 10 years. But I'm very happy with this album. I think it's good work. And it's a very personal work. It's about my childhood home. You know, I was brought up in a shipyard town where we built very big ships, war sands. And those memories have stayed with me all my life. And so I started to write these songs about my community, about people I knew who worked on the ships. And it's kind of part social history, part allegory, and that's my latest thing.
There's a mountain of steel that makes its way to the sea, and the last ship sings.
The last ship
it
reflects the music of my region, you know, which is very rich in folk music. Traditional music, and so the music reflects that. There's a lot of Irish immigrants in my town, a lot of Scottish, there's a lot of Celtic music. Also, I was writing for a play. I'm writing a drama about this. So the music tips its hat to musical theatre as well. It's folk music, musical theatre, but it's not rock and roll.
No. Is it clear if you suffered or you enjoyed your childhood after listening to the album? Because sometimes one can imagine that you suffered a bit in another song.
It wasn't a happy childhood, but it was a very interesting childhood. And in many ways, I'm grateful because my childhood made me who I am. And perhaps a happier childhood would have had a different result, but I'm grateful for my childhood. It's interesting.
Imagine playing, not in the newspaper, but in a show, this album going with your other album. You know what I mean? It's very different, no?
Yes,
from
it is.
The music. So it doesn't fit, I mean, in a show,
no.
If you want to play another song.
No, I wouldn't play these songs in a big stadium, no. But I just did 10 nights at the theatre in New York, very successfully. And people enjoy the intimate nature of the theatre. And I think these songs are intimate. You need to be close. So we'll see. We'll see if people like it. I don't know.
How are you preparing for Broadway? Broadway, no?
I think every day. I write every day. We hope to be on Broadway next fall.
Yeah.
Next autumn. But we open in Chicago on June the 10th. So, keeping my finger.
These dead man's boots on the way down the hill. They can walk there themselves and they probably will. There's a place for you there to sink your boots. Take a walk down the river in your old man's boots. I said, why in hell would I do that? Why would I be? And his hand was all that I received, as far as I remember.
I'm not nervous. I take my work seriously. And it's not easy. It's difficult, so I work hard.
You know, because one can imagine that you never had a failure in your career.
I don't think I've had any failures. I think I made mistakes and I've learned from my mistakes. But failure is a strange word. We're here to learn. This is why we live. We're here to learn things. And so I'm learning.
Well, you know, another thing that it happens, at least in Argentina, when I said tomorrow I have an interview with Steve, everyone was saying, I love Steve. Girls or boys of 15 years, 20, 30, 50, nobody, everyone loves you. You feel that? You know what I mean?
Well, it's very nice to hear that. I'm glad.
No, because when I say I go to interview another artist, maybe 10 say, oh, I love him, and 2 say, I don't like him.
Oh, okay.
You are like loved by everyone. Do you feel that?
Todo el mundo.
Todo el mundo te ama.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's lovely. If it's true, I like it.
You feel it?
Yeah.
And what have I at first? What have I done? And whatever the station in life you become, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, whatever the weave of this life that you've spun, on the earth or in heaven, or under the sun, when the last ship sails.
Do you think we will see this album live in Argentina or in South America? It's a show that you want to take on tour?
Something, the play I'm writing, could be translated to Argentina. You know, it's about a town near the sea that makes ships. It could be very easily performed in Argentina.
You're giving a good idea.
Yes, and if that happens, I will come.
I will wait. You. The last one. Some days ago, it was 25 years since Amnesty International, when you played 25 with Bruce Springsteen, Peter Gabriel, Jussie Smollett, Francis Amato. And you're still involved in charity matters, involved with the world.
Yeah.
That's something that it's inside you. You need to do that.
Well, you know, I'm a citizen. And I have responsibilities as a citizen of my country, citizen of the world. So I don't think about it. I just do what I should do. It's obvious to me.
Yeah. It's normal for you.
It's normal, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mucho gusto.
Mucho. Gracias.
Adios.
These dead man's boots walk down the hill. They can walk there themselves and they probably will. But they won't walk with me because I'm off the other way. I had it up to here. I'm going to have my say. When all you got left is that cross on the wall. I want nothing from you. I want nothing at all. Mention or a pittance when your whole life is through. Get this through your head. I'm nothing like you. I'm done with all the arguments. There'll be no more disputes. And they died before you saw me in these dead men.